One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Now more than ever, Lowe's knows you don't just want a low price, you want the lowest price. And with our lowest price guarantee, you can count on us for competitive prices on all your home improvement projects. If you find a qualifying lower price somewhere else on the same item, we'll match it. Lowe's, we help, you save. Price match applies to same item, current price at qualifying retailers. Exclusions and terms apply. Learn how we'll match price at Lowe's.com/lowest price guarantee.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This is Grave Confessions from The Grave Talks. Daily, raw, real, and disturbing accounts of the living interacting with the dead. To share your grave confession, experience with the paranormal, supernatural, or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813. Now, today's Grave Confession.
Hi, Tony and everyone. My name is Jess. I am from South Carolina. I'm a listener. I love the show. I am going to tell you one of my stories that I've written in before, and it was a long time ago. So I guess I'll get started. This is the time about my sister. She bought her very first house and was moving in with a group of friends. I think there were about four or five girls all living in the same little home. And this is kind of a weird one. I've always been a little bit sensitive. And so on the way to me coming to this house for the first time, I already knew a little bit of what it looked like based off of what she said. You know, it was an older brick home, and where it was situated, it was right next to a church. So on the right side was the home. There was a big fence and backyard, with complete with a treehouse and everything. It was very quaint. But on the left side is the church and their it wasn't a graveyard, but kind of like a memorial yard in the back of the church. And they're literally right next to each other. The same driveway you would go in and break off to the right to go to the house, and break off to the left to go into the church parking lot. So I wanted to kind of prep sensitive, and I already had kind of a weird feeling about the location. Nothing I could put my really finger on, just kind of like a uneasy feeling. And it could have just been that it was a weird thing to be right next to a church. at a memorial yard. But anyway, so I'm on my way to see my sister's place. I've got some of her things with me. And as soon as I turn onto the road that this home is off of, I immediately start experiencing a panic attack. I don't get panic attacks. They're not very usual for me. I said I'm sensitive. Every time I have an experience, it's very physical. So I already knew this was something to do with the house. It was very bad. I was sick at my stomach. It felt like a giant knot in my stomach. And then that overwhelming sadness. I actually had legitimate tears rolling down my face. Like I couldn't. It was just an enormous amount of sadness. And I had to pull over twice on the road, and the home is only like 5 minutes down the road. But eventually I get to the home, and like I said, it's a very quaint little cute home. It was an older brick home. They had redone the front very well. They had done the fencing very well. It was just a beautiful place, but it didn't feel that way. It felt so heavy and so, so sad. As soon as I parked, I did not want to go in. Like, I didn't want to get out of my car. I didn't want to step foot on the ground. I didn't want to drive onto the parking space. I didn't want to get in the driveway. I didn't want to go anywhere near it, but I did. My sister, you know, she kind of met me outside when she saw me pull up, and she immediately saw my face and was like, "Are you okay?" And I said, "Joe, you've got to tell me what happened in this house. Something happened in this house." And she was just kind of like, for a second, and then she was like, "Well, I know an older lady owned this before. It was sold in an estate. I'm assuming she passed. Maybe she passed in the house." And I was like, okay, maybe she passed in the house. Maybe it was something, sadness for her family. I don't know. But this was my sister's first home. I'm supposed to be happy for her. I was trying to get through it. And we get our stuff out of my car. We start going onto the porch. The second that I hit the back porch, because we were going in through the back, the second time my feet stepped onto the porch, immediately got bombarded again by this overwhelming sadness. I actually tripped from it and fell because it was so much. It was so much. And, you know, my sister's happy and excited, and I'm just looking at her, and I keep saying, you know, You have to be careful here. You have to be careful here. I don't know what's going on, but you've got to be in. I didn't know what I was talking about. I just knew something. I barreled through this, and I didn't go inside. I couldn't. I told her I was sick. Wasn't feeling good. You know, maybe this was just me not feeling well. And I left it at that. I did eventually go back into the house once, and that was a terrible experience. It was like blackness everywhere. Even though the home is open, there's, you know, all these open windows, and but it just felt bad, really bad. Fast forward to, I don't know, within a year of my sister living in that house, and every person that lived in the house was affected in some way. My sister ended up, who was previously super healthy and happy, she ended up trying to commit suicide in the house. She has no recollection or memory of the act. She has no idea how it happened. And after that incident, you know, she was in the hospital for a while recovering, and she decided to sell the home. Well, she's in the hospital. She was not going back there. The other girls that were there, a couple of them became drug addicts, and these were, you know, college-age, smart, independent, you know, not predisposed to that sort of thing. type girls, and all of them had some sort of significant life damage that happened during that house while living there. And looking back, I wish I had done more to get her out of that. And she's, you know, it's years later, she's happy. And she will still tell you to this day she has no recollection of really anything in the house. She doesn't remember a good single time in the house. She doesn't remember trying to take her life. She doesn't remember, it's just very clouded. All of her memories of while being in that house are very, very clouded. And when she sold the house, you know, she did tell people the listing agent, she said, listen, you know, this is what happened here. You need to know, but, you know, she did end up selling the house anyway, but yeah, that's my story. I just kind of wanted to tell you guys and see kind of what your thoughts were. I don't know the history of that place. I don't know the history of the church around it. It was an older church, but they had redone a lot, and the town this was in, this was a college town in the South. It does have a little bit of history, so it's possible that maybe this was an area that had just something really bad happened at one point, and it's in the land. I don't know. But yeah. Thank you for listening. I hope you guys can give me your opinion, and thank you.
This has been a Grave Confession
from the Grave Talks. To share your grave confession experience with the paranormal or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
The new McCrispy strip is here. Dip approved by ketchup, tangy barbecue, honey mustard, Sprite, McFlurry, Big Mac sauce, double dipped in buffalo and ranch, more ranch, and creamy chili McCrispy strip dip. Now at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.